It's 5 degrees and cloudy. I'm Sean Macy with 91X News. Ontario's progressive conservatives are calling for an immediate wage freeze for doctors, teachers, and about 1 million public sector workers in the province. Keith Leslie has the story.
Opposition leader Tim Hudak says the decision by Moody's to put Ontario on a credit watch is a warning the province could become what he calls the Greece of Canada. Hudak says the credit rating agency doesn't believe the Liberal government can curb spending and eliminate a $16 billion deficit by 2017 as promised.
So I think Moody's saw that this government really does not have the spine to get spending under control.
Hudak says a public sector wage freeze could save the province over $2 billion over 2 years. The Democrats, though, oppose a wage freeze and say the government should instead cancel planned corporate tax cuts. Keith Leslie, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Canadians will be sending 30 more MPs to the House of Commons in the next general election scheduled for 2015. The Senate has passed a seat redistribution bill that gives Canada's fastest growing provinces more seats, bringing the number of MPs from 308 to 338. Ontario will get 15 more MPs, Alberta and British Columbia will get 6 more each, and Quebec 3 extra. All at a cost of $19.3 million annually. The Liberals had argued that the number of seats should stay the same, but there should be a rebalancing of the ridings across the country. Autopsies are to be conducted today on the 4 young people who died in a shocking murder-suicide on a highway south of Calgary. Friends say a jealous ex-boyfriend forced a car carrying the 4 people off the road and opened fire before turning the gun on himself. RCMP Sergeant Patrick Webb says a woman who survived the shooting is in a Calgary hospital.
She's recovering. The last information I have is that she is recovering, and she will be hopefully be able to talk to us and give us a lot more detail later on.
Friends have identified the victims as Mitch McLean, Tanner Craswell, and Tabitha Steppel, all in their early 20s and all from Prince Edward Island. Federal Agriculture Minister Gary Ritz has welcomed with cheers on a Saskatchewan farm this morning over the government's new Canadian Wheat Board law. Legislation to take away the Wheat Board's monopoly received royal assent in Ottawa late yesterday. Ritz says it's a good day for producers.
Damn, this feels good, right? You can quote me on that. This feels damn good. It's been a long time coming. First they said it shouldn't be done, then they said it couldn't be done, then they said it wouldn't be done because they'll take us to court. But here we are. Finally, you have marketing freedom.
Opponents say the new law will leave farmers at the mercies of the railways and the big international grain companies. The bodies of 2 people have been found in a car in downtown Montreal. The man and woman, believed to be in their 50s, were found in the car along the southern slope of Mount Royal. A passerby made the grisly discovery. Police say they can't yet explain the cause of death. The incident caused a road closure, cutting off a main artery that leads to 2 hospitals, the Shriners and the Montreal General. That's 91X News to 202. Here's Evan Cook with sports.
The East Division leading Trenton Golden Hawks have a big divisional matchup on their hands tonight when they host the third-place Wellington Dukes. The Golden Hawks come into the game having won their last 6, while the Dukes have won just 1 of their last 3. However, the Dukes have won 3 of the 4 times these teams have met this year. Puck drop is at 7:30. Northeast Division rivals will face off tonight in Buffalo. The Sabres will take on the Toronto Maple Leafs in 1 of 5 NHL games on the night. Ottawa's home to the Pittsburgh Penguins. A Chicago victory over Anaheim tonight will move the Blackhawks into a tie with idle Minnesota for first place in the overall standings. Calgary visits Florida and New Jersey welcomes Dallas. The Colorado Rockies and free agent outfielder Michael Kadire have agreed to a 3-year deal worth about $30 million. The former Minnesota Twins star is the first big-time free agent the Rockies have signed since 2000 when they brought in pitchers Mike Hampton and Denny Neagle for a combined $172 million. Kadire, who hit .284 with 20 homers and 70 RBIs last season, was also pursued by the Philadelphia Phillies and Seattle Mariners. And Barry Bonds and his legal team have arrived at the federal courthouse in San Francisco. Bonds faces up to 21 months in prison when he is sentenced later Friday for giving misleading testimony before a grand jury. Bonds arrived in an SUV with tinted windows and emerged from the back seat wearing a dark suit and tie. A jury convicted Bonds of obstruction of justice in April. That's sports. Here's Sean Macy with 91X Weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud, wind west 30 kilometers an hour, gusting to 50, becoming light late this afternoon. Temperature will be falling to zero this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, clearing before morning, low minus 10. Saturday, sunny, high minus 6. Sunday, also sunny, low minus 12 and a high of 0. It's 5 degrees. I'm Sean Macy with Evan Cook. 91X News, on the air and online at 91x.fm. News is next at 3.